The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford.
Today we have Shalyn Weiss from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about Pivot.
So the market is hot. After 2023's modest decline from July 31 to October 27th, the S&P 500 is up about 26%, and the NASDAQ is up 44%, and the Russell 2000 is up 17% by the end of last year. So why did the markets take off like this? Well, the answer is pivot mania. For nearly 2 years now, the financial press, TV news, and social media have all been buzzing with anticipation that the U.S. Federal Reserve would not be able to raise rates much, if at all, without crashing the economy and the stock market. It would then have to pivot from hiking rates to cutting them, which would make stock prices rise again. And yet, since March 2022, the Fed has maintained its hawkish outlook, embarking on the fastest rate hiking cycle since 1980. By July 2023, the U.S. Central Bank had raised rates from near zero to a target range of 5.25% to 5.5%. Investors' discouragement over the unexpected rate hike showed up in the stock market, and the S&P 500, it fell 10% from July 31st to October 27th. But then pivot watchers, who until now had sat on the sidelines, angrily shaking their fists, found a glimmer of hope.
And what was that?
At its December meeting, the Fed decided to keep rates unchanged, and its summary of economic projections indicated the likelihood of 3 interest rate cuts of 0.25% each in 2024, from the current median rate of 5.375% to a median of 4.6%. The median rate is the midpoint of the federal funds target range, which is currently 5.25% to 5.5%. Investors were elated to see the Fed projecting lower rates, and the stock market, already well off its October bottom, quickly jumped higher. The Fed finally told investors what they wanted to hear, and they responded with vigor. Why they believe rate cuts are good for the stock market is not a total mystery, but it's nothing like a slam dunk to anyone who knows a little bit of market history.
So let's take a look at that history and what it means for 2024.
Investors are bullish about rate cuts because that's what the financial markets have conditioned them to believe over the past several years. The financial crisis of 2008 was a traumatic event that took the S&P 500 down 56% from its October 2007 peak to its March 2009 trough. The Fed responded to the crisis with the unprecedented move of reducing the target range for the Fed funds rate to 0% to 0.25% in December of 2008, effectively zero interest rates as far as the market was concerned. The stock market bottomed in March of 2009 and then embarked on its longest bull run in history from 2009 to 2022. The S&P 500 rose more than 600% during that time, and the NASDAQ rose more than 1,100%. The Fed held interest rates at zero for most of that period. Investors learned that the lower interest rates go, the better it is for stock prices. Then, in December of 2015, the Fed started raising rates in increments of 25 basis points, and by December of 2018, it had raised its Fed funds target range to 2.25% to 2.5%.
But the market didn't like that, did it?
No, it didn't, and stocks fell 19.8% in 3 months. The Fed stopped hiking and left rates unchanged until the following August, when for the first time in 11 years, it began cutting them. And when the pandemic crash arrived in March of 2020, our central bank did exactly what it did back in 2008. It slashed rates all the way back down to zero. Not long after, the stock market bottomed and the bull run resumed. Investors believe the Fed will always intervene to prop up a sagging stock market. This is called the Fed put, and it started during Alan Greenspan's tenure as Fed chair from 1987 to 2006. It's the belief that the Fed uses monetary policy like a put option, which investors buy to protect themselves against losses. When the market drops, the Fed cuts rates and the market rises again. The Fed would never admit that it's trying to keep asset prices up. It insists that it's focused only on fulfilling its two-pronged mandate. One, full employment, and two, stable prices, meaning low inflation.
It doesn't seem to most American people that the Fed has really been focused on full employment or low inflation.
But its behavior in the 2008 crisis and the 2020 pandemic panic has convinced investors that it will support stock, bond, and any other asset prices that benefit from falling and low rates. Investors believe the opposite as well. Rising rates make stocks fall. In 2022, the S&P 500 fell as much as 25% and the NASDAQ fell as much as 36% as the Fed embarked on its fastest rate hiking cycle since 1980. The fact that stocks rose from 2015 to 2018 as rates rose seems to have gone unnoticed. No matter what investors have come to believe, the Fed has a well-established track record of cutting rates to try to stimulate the economy during recessions. In short, because of their natural tendency to discount the value of market history, investors have come to believe that since 2009, that Fed rate cuts are bullish for stocks and hikes are bearish. And now they believe that the Fed will cut rates in 2024, so they're buying stocks with gusto. The market performances we cited earlier since October 27th and again since the recent Fed meeting are all evidence you need of most investors' belief that a 2024 Fed pivot is a done deal, and that is great news for stocks.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful. References to specific companies are purely informational.